Ramsey TV.
From the studio, it is Martin Zender, and welcome to MZ TV. As you can see, my microphone setup is a little less intrusive now. I got a low riser. What do you call this thing? Yeah, this thing that holds a microphone is lower than the other thing. The one like this. That's kind of nice. I have an interface now. So when I have a guest here, I can have two microphones plugged in now, and I can control them. I can shut them off if I want to. I have that kind of power, that's right, with this interface. But the main reason I needed it was because I was using a USB before. I got these SLR cables now. I guess that's what they call them. I might have that wrong. I don't know. I'm not technically inclined. The USB was breaking constantly. It wasn't meant to plug in. You're meant to use the big cables, XLR, SLR, whatever the hell. XLR, I think. Anyway, it's a miracle that I'm on the air every day because I don't know what I'm doing. Sound and light's always important to me, so I try to get it as well as I can. I mean, after all, it's information I'm relaying here. Information comes, faith comes by hearing, yes, and hearing by an excellent microphone system. That's the Martin Zender paraphrased version. You're at MCTV. Welcome to the show. It's XLR. Thank you. SLR is a camera, I think. On Friday, I told you all those things in life, in this world, and really the time since Adam. It seems a little bit audacious. It seems outrageous, even bodacious, to think that all of this is for us. But that's how important the body of Christ is to God. Israel, of course, important to him, and the body of Christ as well. Told you about the Reformation and the Industrial Revolution. These were the two big things. Someone told me, Martin, the historians agree that the Dark Ages weren't that dark. Well, it just seemed... I know, I actually did that research, and I did find that out ahead of time. But it just didn't seem right to call it like the partly cloudy ages or the gray ages. So I just decided to go ahead with Dark Ages. If there's anybody from the Dark Ages that lived through the Dark Ages, I'm sorry I misrepresented your era. I hope no one takes offense, I guess, and I'm willing to stand by this. It's dark compared to the Enlightenment, so there you go. The Enlightenment, in comparison, it's dark in comparison. Mostly cloudy to partly sunny. The Enlightenment didn't solve everything. But I think the big shock of Friday was comparing the Pentecostal movement, which really began in earnest. There was some spattering of spiritual so-called manifestations before 1906 in Azusa Street in Los Angeles. But in earnest, this is the big movement. This was the splash. And it's no accident whatsoever that the Concordant Publishing concern began at the same time in the same city. This was an act of Satan, a move of Satan to combat the revelation, to combat the truth, to combat the logic and the knowledge that all of us have gotten from the Concordant Publishing Concern and a rightly translated scripture, to combat that with emotionalism, with signs and wonders and all that hogwash. Yeah, that's what it is, hogwash. So I took you up to 1909. That's when Vladimir Galasnov and A.E. Nock translated the Concordant version. Actually, they began a magazine at that time called Unsearchable Riches that is still published today. It's miraculous. What a consistent. I mean, how about that for consistent? From 1909 to the present, 2023, Unsearchable Riches has been consistently published. The editor-in-chief is still Dean Huff, a friend of mine from the 90s. I first met him in the fall of 93, and he was instrumental in helping me get my footing. He was very generous to me, and I found a lot of interested subscribers through his help. So what happened between 1909 and 1960? Well, there was a great increase of complexity of life, information, Speed of travel, a gross domestic product. But it really took an exponential incline around 1960. A lot of things happened in 1960. You say, oh, Martin, you're just so American-centric. You think everything revolves around the U.S. I'm sorry, but there was a giant movement. It might have started in the U.S., but it reverberated around the world, just like Pentecostalism did. That started in the U.S., reverberated around the world. So in the 60s, we had a breaking. It was a breaking of societal norms. It was a rebellion, really. And all rebellion on earth is but a reflection of rebellion in the heavens. There was a huge heavenly celestial movement that I believe manifested itself in the United States in the 60s. And people became, quote, freer. They became looser. They became unmoored from tradition. That's really, I think, the best way to put it. Unmoored from tradition. We had the beginning of feminism, of free love, of really widespread drug experimentation. I'm not saying that down through the ages, people, of course, have experimented with drugs. There have always been people sleeping around. But, you know, feminism, not so much. Feminism really was one of the beginnings of the end. So was the advent of television in the 50s. The beginning of the end. And it began colorful. It began happy. It began with great expectation. The Beatles were a representative of that time in that they created beautiful music. And we had the hippie movement in San Francisco, and we had Woodstock, which was incredibly jolly, really. Sure, people were smoking dope, people were dropping acid, but the music was fantastic, and there was no crime at Woodstock. Just a bunch of kids having fun. But as the time has gone by since the 60s, some people would date the 60s from the assassination of JFK, November 22nd, 1963. Like the 60s didn't begin on January 1st, 1960. It began with the assassination of JFK. I don't really buy into that. I think it began with a spiritual upheaval. And again, it started very colorful, started very promising. But it has degenerated over time. Just listen to the music today compared to the music of the 60s. It has become very cynical, very demoralizing, very hopeless. Almost everybody is on some kind of antidepressant. Suicides are up. The era has gone absolutely wild. And again, it happened in the 60s, 1960. And I'm talking about the world scene. Now, I'm going to show you some charts. Some of you have seen these charts before from a book by Dr. Richard Swenson. It's called Margin. I read this in 1995. The guy wrote it in 1995. And he has some charts here. And he's not looking at this from a spiritual perspective at all, but I am. he puts this in the form of a graph. And he shows how this increase in various aspects of life, how things have dramatically increased. And when I'm looking at all these charts, the line seems to be 1960. Something freaking happened in 1960. Nobody can convince me otherwise. We started to go into the fast lane to the end. The fast lane to the end. Once again, from Adam until the Industrial Revolution flat line. Yeah, 1,000 nothing. Yeah, I screwed that up on Friday. 5,700 years. 5,700 years of no change, of basically a flat line. And what happened? I explained on Friday, the Industrial Revolution happened. And that was the beginning. And then it gradually increased. We had mass production of goods and services. We had lots of inventions at that time. We had Henry Ford on the scene. We had a fellow Ohioan, Thomas Edison. We had the Wright brothers. Nobody was flying until 1903 when the Wright brothers flew at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. People were in gliders, but powered flight. And from 1903 until the present, in that short period of time, we've gone many, many times supersonic. Speed of sound times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just, and space travel, it's just been incredible. Yes, people on the moon. Yes, people landed on the moon. 12 people stepped on the moon. So it's been really astounding what has happened in a short period of time. And it's all because the time is short and things are being compressed and it can't be sustained. That's the thing. I want you to look at these charts. It can't be sustained. Here's three categories: information, complexity, and change. These are the most important charts here. Look at that. Information, complexity, change. Beginning in the year 1900 and to the 1995. But if you take the from 1995 till now with the computer age and the information and AI, and oh my God, it would be just straight up. It can't be sustained. You have to look at it in relation to 1900 or relation to 1800 or the 1780s, 1760 when the Industrial Revolution began in Great Britain. Look at that chart. Look at that graph. Here's another one here. The topics here, some of them are not as important as others. We have the gross national product. I mentioned that. Internal revenue, collections, bankruptcies, bank closings, healthcare costs, cost of existing home. I just want you to see what this chart does. And it all starts in 1960, if you can see. Where the curve begins to go up, it's 1960. If you can't see that, trust me, I'm looking at it. Now we have this chart. This is all from the back of the book, Margin, by Dr. Richard Swenson. Number of prisoners, divorces, U.S. district court cases, births to unmarried women, volume of mail, volume of advertising, new books published, volume of junk mail. New books published. That would contribute to Daniel's prophecy, in the last days knowledge will increase. But what kind of knowledge? Some people think that's general knowledge, general information. Well, that came definitely with the computer age, but it's also knowledge of prophecy. Now I want you to look at this next chart. The topics here are air miles traveled, motor vehicle travel, foreign travel, passenger cars registered, population of the world, population of the United States, life expectancy, and look at the last chart. I'm going to really hone in on this one. Christianity as a percentage of world population is probably heading up there towards 20%. Look what's happening. This is from the year zero, according to this chart here. Well, no, it's from the time of Constantine. So we got the third century there until now. Look at Christianity. Why is this line exponential? Because our enemy is, because this is a counterattack of Satan. This is a counterattack against MCTV. It's a counterattack against young people getting the truth and being in the fast lane and learning these things faster than I ever learned them. That's what I saw at the conference. I see it everywhere I go. I see young people getting the truth, young people in the fast lane. I can't think of a better way to put it. Satan is combating that by trying to drive people into Christianity, drive them into Christianity. You can see the increase. Yeah, it's true that the Islamic religion has also increased. It's probably the fastest growing religion, especially in the last 20 years. That is in accord with prophecy also. The beast, the third beast of Daniel, the leopardess had like wings, a lot of wings, four wings, I think, and it's a militant religion, but it's prophesied that the fourth beast, the monstrous, seen by Daniel in chapter 7, is the Western religion, Christianity, and it will stamp out the other religions, especially the Islamic religion. When Donald Trump was president, he wiped them out. He wiped them out, killed their leaders, stamped them out, just as Daniel prophesied that he would. And the guy's coming back, which is gonna be great. Now, look at this last chart. This is explosive power and maximum speed. Now, Dr. Swenson says these two graphs are the most dramatic of all those in this appendix, which is why the logarithm scale is necessary for the y-axis. Don't know what the hell he means by that. Maybe you do. Congratulations. As you can see, the maximum speed of vehicles has increased over 1,000 times. This is since the 1500s, but once again, the 1960s. As you can see, the maximum speed of vehicles increased, while the explosive power of weapons has increased nearly 10 billion times. 10 billion times. And it started, the maximum speed started the Industrial Revolution. You can see the 1750 there. And by the time Swenson writes his book, the maximum speed of vehicles in miles per hour has increased 100 million times. But explosive power increased from 1500 till now, but especially again in 1900. Nearly 10 billion times. I wonder if that's good or bad. I'll tell you what it is. It's an indication that we are on a crash course. All these charts. I was born in 1959. I was on the cusp there between 1959 and 60. And I think, well, we're all put where we are. We were all born when we were born and where we were born for a purpose. It's God's purpose. And I believe that I was, like the rest of you, put here at the right time, at the right place, for the right purpose to witness this. And even when I was a kid, I remember dialing telephones. Some of you might remember, I don't mean to age anybody here, maybe this isn't even true. I haven't kept track of it. Well, of course, yeah, everybody had phones. Everybody's listening to me. Headphones. But think of how primitive the phones were. Yeah, even I'm a young guy, even I remember dialing the phone. And my wife back in 1982, they were living in the country, they still had a party line. Yeah, you couldn't get on the phone unless other people were off the phone. Well, those were the days, I'm telling you. Those were the days when you could only talk at certain times. Loved it. Now people can just gab whenever they want. There's too much of it. Anyway, we're on a crash course. This is all for us. Here, I'm bragging about my microphone setup. Oh, I just got to turn these knobs and then it won't move. Oh, okay, great. Great. This is all building toward the beast. The free love and feminism is geared towards the beast. Remember I compared the world events on Friday, either the beast or the body of Christ. Definitely the free love, feminism, the disintegration of the nuclear family is the beast. Is really, and television is greatly involved there. It's the dumbing down of society. Society has been dumbed down tremendously so that people are more susceptible to suggestion, especially by government. People are more apt to be sheep just to follow along and do whatever anybody else says. People lack motivation. They're taking drugs, and they're just like flatlined themselves. It's very hard to find young people these days who are vivacious, who are go-getters. Thank God they're out there. But competing against this demoralization, this degeneration of society, is the body of Christ. And we are being fed. We are being established just as quickly as the era is degenerating, just as quickly as the speed of travel is going up and the amount of information in the world is going up, the complexity of the world, just as fast as that is happening, you are coming to realization of the truth. And remember, we don't revel in miles per hour. We don't revel in explosive power. We revel in realization and knowledge of the truth. And God is giving us, in preparation for the last days of Millennium 6, God is giving us more and more of that every day.